Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. It appears that California Governor Gavin Newsom is headed for a recall election. As the petition deadline expired, recall drive organizers submitted approximately 2.1 million signatures demanding that Governor Newsom stand for a recall prior to a run for re-election in 2022. The group needs just under 1.5 million petition signatures, and the organizers say they can absorb slightly more than a quarter of the submitted number being rejected. Based upon their earlier submission, the validity rate was 82%, meaning the chances of qualifying this recall election are quite high. Should the Secretary of State certify the recall, the Lieutenant Governor, Eleni Kunalakis, also a Democrat, will have the responsibility of scheduling the election since the subject of the recall is the governor. Typically, the governor has the power to schedule elections. Qualifying the recall election will likely mean that Governor Newsom has to conduct three campaigns within a 12-month period. With possibly four strong Republicans in the concurrent replacement election, it is unlikely that Governor Newsom will be recalled because his opposition is split. If a strong Democratic alternative decides to enter the race, however, the situation could drastically change. A new Emerson College poll of the Golden State electorate found that 38% of the respondents would vote to recall Governor Newsom and 42% would not. The Georgia political situation is back in the news. Former University of Georgia and NFL star football player Herschel Walker, who was active in the presidential campaign, is confirming that he is considering challenging new Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. Because Reverend Warnock won the special election in 2020, he must stand for a full six-year term in 2022. A new Trafalgar Group Insider Advantage poll found that Mr. Walker fares best of any Republican against Senator Warnock. He would lead the Democrat 48-46%. Former Congressman Doug Collins also performs well. He would trail Senator Warnock by just one percentage point. Ex-Senator Kelly Loeffler, who Warnock defeated to claim the seat, would trail 46-41. While none of these three individuals have yet said they are running, all have confirmed they are considering the race. We've seen several potential candidates already opt out of running for particular offices. Both Republican Congressman Don Bacon and Pete Stauber have said they will not run for governor in their respective states of Nebraska and Minnesota after testing the political lay of the land. Same for Democratic former Senator Joe Donnelly. He says he will not make a political comeback attempt against Indiana Senator Todd Young next year. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, son of former U.S. Attorney General and Missouri Senator John Ashcroft, likewise said he would not enter the open show-me state Senate race. On the other hand, we've already seen some strong action in the Kansas governor's race. Democrat Laura Kelly scored an upset in 2018 to capture the governor's mansion, but already big names are announcing against her. Former Governor Jeff Collier and sitting Attorney General Derek Schmidt both indicated during the week that they will enter the Republican gubernatorial primary. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.